WTAW News time is 6:07. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Siegert, 1 hour heating and air conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Call Siegert1hour.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Supporters of high-speed rail through Bryan College Station asked the Bryan City Council last night for public support. Matt Brasso represents the state's high-speed rail lobbying organization.
There is a Japanese company that is here in the state of Texas right now that is focusing on a line from Dallas to Houston. And they're focusing on southeast Dallas to north Houston, which completely eliminates Bryan College Station out of the mark. One of the things that I'm here to do is to make sure that the city down here stays on board.
Chuck Condorla was one of two council members backing the idea.
It will be a closed property with fences and basically keeping cattle and people and everyone else from getting in front of the train track. It'll be built in such a way that the trains can safely operate, so you don't have incidents like you did in Spain with the tragedy they had there.
RTs joined Condorla in supporting the proposal, which came up during the public comment portion of last night's council meeting. The College Station Police Department has released a video and photos of last week's aggravated robbery at the Gateway Exxon convenience store on University at the Freeway. You can see them on our website at WTAW.com. The store clerk, who was outside taking out the garbage, was knocked unconscious. An undisclosed amount of cash was taken. The identities of two robbers are not known. This year's annual National Night Out kickoff event moves to tomorrow instead of a Saturday. Officer Kelly McKeithen with the Bryan Police Department says this year's attractions include the Traveling Heisman Trophy.
We'll have local law enforcement there fingerprinting children, giving child safety seat demonstrations and kind of, you know, tips on that, gun safety and gun locks. The Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service will be there with their alcohol simulator and pedal car. And then we'll have some local fire departments there with the smoke and safety demonstration.
Tomorrow's kickoff at the Bryan Target store from 4:30 until 8 also gives Bryan and College Station residents the opportunity to register their block parties, which will be held October 1st. Not only is today Patriot Day, but also it marks the one-year anniversary of American deaths in Benghazi, Libya. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan told a town hall meeting last week they'll get to the bottom of what he called rats in the woodpile.
You know, on September 11th, it's a year since we lost those four folks and got a bunch of people injured or wounded. The House is still working on this. We are not going to get up. I have signed on to a bill to have a joint select committee to investigate this, kind of like Watergate, and I believe we should. But we've got committees working on this. House Armed Services, the Intelligence Committee, and particularly Darrell Issa's Bulldog Committee, Oversight and Government Reform.
Flores predicts in another 5 or 6 months, what has been uncovered by the various House committees will be handed over to the Select Committee. Meanwhile, local recognition of the 12th anniversary of terrorist attacks on 9/11 includes at least three programs. The first is this morning at the site of the future 9/11 Memorial at Veterans Park. Bryan Hilton with the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial says two flags will be dedicated.
The Veterans Memorial bought the American flag, and then the Lions Club, the family and friends of Dick Dane, a fallen firefighter. He was a Precinct 3 volunteer firefighter. They bought the Texas flag, so we're also going to dedicate that portion of it in his memory during the 9/11 ceremony.
Fire trucks from College Station and Bryan will arrive this morning at 7:15, and the program will begin at 7:44 with a moment of silence at the time of the first jet striking the World Trade Center. Go online to WTAW.com for more local observances. Texas has been rejected in trying to opt out of the federal No Child Left Behind law. It was one of the first items on TEA Commissioner Michael Williams' agenda as he took office.
Became commissioner in September, announced that we were going to seek the federal waiver in October, filed our application in April.
Then on Monday, the application was rejected. The waiver would have allowed Texas out of required reading and math testing for 3rd, 5th, and 8th graders.
Well, there were 15 provisions of No Child Left Behind that we were seeking relief from.
Still no word on the second general waiver the state has applied for. One state government agency is looking to barter. Spokesman David Glessner says the Texas Department of Transportation's interested in trading rest area maintenance for advertising signage.
We're hoping to find qualified partners who can help with rest area maintenance and roadside upkeep in exchange for promotional signage in and around those areas.
TxDOT says this would apply to current rest areas. There are no plans for new locations. And Six Flags Over Texas is reopening the Texas Giant roller coaster this weekend. That's the ride where a woman fell to her death in July. Six Flags says its investigation found no mechanical failure on the ride. The family of the woman who died has filed a wrongful death lawsuit. The ride will have new seat belts and redesigned restraint bar pads. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 71 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
November, Reed Arena. Texas A&M basketball tips off. The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes. Got it!
The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up. Jumper is for the line.
It's affordable family entertainment, with season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
I'm Penny Zent. Recently, I hadn't been feeling well. At first, I thought it was just indigestion, nothing serious, but I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I trusted my care to St. Joseph, and I'm so glad that I did. They treated me like family, not just a number in a bed. Now, I'm healthy and grateful to be back doing the things that I love and enjoying my grandkids, and I owe it all to the great people at St. Joseph.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure is going to stay with us. That high responsible for abundant sunshine. Temperatures are going to be near 95 degrees this afternoon. Plan on it being fairly warm tonight. Clear lows will be pretty close to 75. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, rather warm, a high of 95. We could use some rain. It's not in the forecast tomorrow night. Clear lows near 75. Sunny and very warm Friday. Highs near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A big press conference yesterday at the big school for the big football game this weekend. We'll get you caught up there. There's a place in Alabama where you can take a shot with a Johnny Pinata. And the U.S. blanked Mexico.
At a Johnny Pinata?
At a Johnny Pinata.
Okay. There you go.
And the U.S. was in World Cup competition to qualify. We'll get you caught up on all that. Major League Baseball and more with sports at about 6:52.
Okay, now, I understand Rob needs to come up with new ways to break our hearts. But, I mean, pick up the part here where he talks about, well, we could use some rain. It's not in the forecast. I kind of like
that. Pressure's going to stay with us, that high responsible for abundant sunshine. Mm-hmm. Temperatures are going to be near 95 degrees this afternoon. Plan on it being fairly warm tonight. Clear lows will be pretty close to 75.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, rather warm, a high of 95.
Rather.
We could use some rain. It's not in the forecast.
Yeah, see.
Neener.
Okay, that's news. Number one, we could use some rain. Number two, and again, I say that, but you know, I was on the highway and it was raining, and I got to my house, which is maybe like a quarter of a mile off the highway, and wasn't raining. Didn't rain, didn't even come close.
Oh, it sounded last night for a little bit like you're going to get a gully washed.
Yeah. But, you know, and somebody's gullies did get washed, just wasn't yours, right?
No.
At least he knows we actually want rain.
It's not a threat. I have dry gullies.
Yeah. It's and we have a little northeasterly winds today, which makes it kind of pleasant, but nonetheless. Well, boy, I saw this story. I said we had to start with this one today. Whenever you see the phrase supermarket rampage, a tragic scene unfolded in a supermarket in Japan. A 32-year-old man went on a poking and squishing rampage. Their words, poking and squishing rampage. Apparently, details of the total damage, sketchy right now, but we received reports that packs of meat had holes poked in them with a finger, and loaves of bread were thrown on the floor.
They thrown them?
Yep. According to the police, the 15-minute rampage against packaged food, just any, I guess, left 103 items destroyed. About $600 worth of food was destroyed. And again, and we don't have a motive for this, but I'm just thinking, no better way to start the day than talking about a packing and squishing rampage in a supermarket.
I hate communism, but that packaged food really irks me.
That's right. I'm going to poke my finger in that.
Great time together. We got a lot of info,
Mason.
And I'm hoping it was only soft veggies that he was squishing, you know. Hope he wasn't doing one of those Gallagher things on the watermelon sections. But
strangely, no Charmin was injured during this.
Yes, and again, we don't know why. We're not exactly sure what the motivation is. Maybe later on today, we'll have details.
SOS Ministries invites you to their 12th annual banquet, He Wants Them All, October 1st from 6:30 to 8 p.m.
God, if just one comes out, one just like me comes out, I dedicate my life this day. And he whispered back in my ear, and he said, JJ, I don't just want one, I want them all.
SOS Ministries, celebrating 20 years, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media. Go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, here we go. It's the 11th of September, 2013. It's the 254th day of the year. We got 111 of them to go. Of course, it is Remembrance Day, Patriot Day, and National Day of Remembrance. A national holiday that was declared December 18th, 2001, in the aftermath of 9/11. That means break out the flags, okay? All right, and that's all we got as far as... let's see, there was something else, but... yeah, that's all right. Okay, what do we got for birthdays?
Apparently, if you were a singer or in a band, you have a birthday today. A lot of those today. Yeah. Charles Kelly's 32 from Lady Antebellum, the lead singer's there. Oh, yeah. Ludacris is 36.
Mm-hmm.
Taji P. Henson is 43.
And we're at work.
From Person of Interest and Karate Kid.
Oh, okay.
Harry Connick Jr. is 46.
He's a very talented guy.
Moby is 48. Mm. He's a very weird guy.
Okay.
Virginia Madsen is 52. My boyhood crush is 51.
Okay.
Christy McNichol.
Oh, my.
I loved her.
Well, there you go.
Mick Talbot is 55 from Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Huh?
John.
Oh, sorry.
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Yeah, I don't know it. Okay.
Come On, Eileen.
Mm-mm.
Huge hit.
Okay. Well, I wasn't playing music then.
No, true.
Yeah.
John Moss is 56 from the Culture Club. Tommy Shaw from Styx is 60. And Amy Madigan is 63. That was Kevin Costner's wife in Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah.
And Ed Harris's wife, I think.
Oh, okay. Leslie Visser. She's the sportscaster. She'd be 60 today. Earl Holloman, who's an old-time television actor long ago. He's 85 today. And Brian De Palma, the director who does like to sling some blood from time
to
time.
Yes, he does.
He's about 73. There we go. It's 6:19.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Hey, did you know that federal rules explaining Obamacare are now 8 times longer than the Bible? CNS News points out the administration has published in the Federal Register 109 final regulations governing how Obamacare is going to be implemented. Now, those regulations add up to 10,516 pages in the Federal Register. Now, that's more than 8 times as many pages as there are in the Bible, which the Gutenberg Bible has, what, 642 two-sided leaves or 1,286 pages. Also related to Obamacare, a new analysis found that if you delay the individual mandate 1 year, you save $35 billion over 10 years. Your government, disorganized, bureaucratic, at work for you.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Here's an OTC business profile from SpotlightStock.com. Refill Energy, ticker symbol REFG. Refill Energy is expanding the legitimate market for medical marijuana by providing supply and distribution technology mandated by many of the states that have legalized it. REFG's technology ensures regulation compliance, allowing producers and providers to meet growing demands. REFG has potential for growth. Talk to your broker about Refill Energy or enter ticker symbol REFG. See SpotlightStock.com for full disclaimer.
Gear up for fall and save big at John Deere. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new compact and select 5D and 5E open station tractors. Plus, get $750 off new 3E tractors when you buy two implements. Gear up and save today. Offer ends October 31st, 2013. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit one of Brazos Valley Equipment's 4 locations in Waco, Hillsboro, Cleburne, or Ennis. Or online at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Are you new to Bryan College Station or have a new job? Hi,
Hi, I'm Debbie Bearden with American Lube Centers, inviting you to the 2013 Community Leadership Briefing presented by the Chamber of Commerce.
I'm Burl Hagwood, and on behalf of Texas Commercial Waste, we hope you will take advantage of this unique opportunity to meet local business, education, and government leaders.
Join us on September 26th from 8 to 4 at the George Bush Presidential Library. Food and beverages will be provided.
Help the Chamber build future leaders, one great citizen at a time.
RSVP on the Chamber website at bcschamber.org.
The Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-3018. 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
New iPhones are on the way. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Apple held its media event yesterday, introducing two new iPhones. There is a low-end model that will sell for $99 with a two-year wireless contract. It is called the iPhone 5C. The new top-of-the-line iPhone is the 5S that can be had for $199 with a contract. The 5S has a fingerprint scanner that can be used instead of a password to unlock the device. It has a faster processor, and there are new color options available. Rich Americans are claiming a bigger share of the nation's total household income. Economists analyzing Internal Revenue Service data say the top 1% of earners pulled in nearly a fifth of all income last year. You can get steak with your breakfast sandwiches at McDonald's. The fast food giant started a nationwide rollout of the option last month. Steak can be added to any McMuffin, biscuit, or bagel sandwich. Stock market futures are slightly lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Where's this one going?
I think Texas.
You know, I heard Saudi Arabia is next.
As demand grows for reliable, more efficient energy, Siemens is building advanced natural gas-powered turbines in North Carolina for use around the country and the world.
It's kind of cool. Everyone wants our turbines.
They keep ordering, I'll keep building.
Somewhere in America, answers for cleaner energy are happening right now. Siemens. Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
All right, let's have a look at the weather. It's 624 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Okay, so we're not going to get any rain. As a matter of fact, it's completely out of the forecast for the rest of the week. And we are going to have some warm temperatures, but heck, we've had warmer. It's Texas, after all. Look for a high temperature today, about 95, and we'll continue that all week long. We get a little break on Sunday at 93. Low temperatures probably in the lower to mid-70s. And again, heck, I don't know. There may be some rain way, way, way up in the very, very panhandle of the state. That's it. Aside from that, Texas will be clear today, or Texas will be free of rain. Northeast winds right now, 3 miles an hour, 90% relative humidity, and it's 73.
This is Ted Cruz. There's bipartisan agreement that Obamacare isn't working. Democratic Senator Max Baucus, the lead author of Obamacare, said it's a huge train wreck. And Teamsters President James Hoffa said Obamacare will destroy the foundation of the 40-hour work week that is the backbone of the American middle class. And the president is quietly granting Obamacare waivers to big corporations. It's time for Congress to grant American families the same waiver President Obama has given giant corporations. The Constitution gives Congress the power of the purse, and we need Congress to stand up and defund Obamacare now.
Please call 1-800-675-0106 to sign the official voice petition to defund Obamacare. Again, call 1-800-675-0106 to make your voice heard. Help us stop Obamacare before it's too late. Call 1-800-675-0106. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Aerofit Health and Fitness is growing again with the opening of their fifth location on Longmire. The all-new Aerofit will showcase amenities totally new to College Station. And in celebration of Aerofit's new club, you can take advantage of their pre-opening rate of just $24.95 per month if you join any location by September 30th. Text the word Aerofit to 87365 for a virtual tour and 7-day pass. Call 485-9999, click aerofitclubs.com, or stop by the Preview Center on Longmire across from Kroger.
Anyone can become wealthy if you're willing to do three specific things. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
This is Ted Cruz. There's bipartisan agreement that Obamacare isn't working. Democratic Senator Max Baucus, the lead author of Obamacare, said it's a huge train wreck. And Teamsters President James Hoffa said Obamacare will destroy the foundation of the 40-hour work week that is the backbone of the American middle class. And the president is quietly granting Obamacare waivers to big corporations. It's time for Congress to grant American families the same waiver President Obama has given giant corporations. The Constitution gives Congress the power of the purse, and we need Congress to stand up and defund Obamacare now.
Please call 1-800-675-0106 to sign the official voice petition to defund Obamacare. Again, call 1-800-675-0106 to make your voice heard. Help us stop Obamacare before it's too late. Call 1-800-675-0106. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Most millionaires you've never heard of.
They're people who accumulate money very quietly. You hear about Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and Donald Trump, but you don't hear about the thousands of people that are doing what needs to be done in order to make themselves financially independent.
Financial advisor Brett Wilder, author of the book The Quiet Millionaire, says there are three things you have to do to become wealthy.
And the first thing is to define specifically your destination. What are your specific goals and objectives? And most people don't really think this through and set it down specifically. And the next thing you need to do is comprehensively plan how you're going to reach that destination. And number three, you've got to monitor your progress along the way. They're the three key ingredients to having financial success.
When you get clear and specific about your goals and how you plan to achieve them, you begin to realize how important it is to save and invest.
The savings rate for Americans is zero on average, zero. And you go abroad, for example, to the Far East in China, those people, they save 30% of what they earn. So they've got a savings mentality.
If you do the three things that Brett recommends, you'll also find that
things present themselves. You really do open up opportunities that if you were shut down would not present themselves.
You can link to Brett's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers in that Something You Should Know.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Today marks the 12th anniversary of terrorist attacks at the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and in Pennsylvania. Brian Hilton with the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial says for the fourth time they're hosting a program at the future site of the 9/11 Memorial at Veterans Park.
The event has grown in size. It started out with about five of us out there. And last year, I think we had close to 50 people. So it'd be nice to have some more folks out there.
Following a moment of silence at 7:44, the time when the first jet struck the World Trade Center, there will be a short program. Fire trucks from Bryan and College Station will arrive at 7:15. Online at WTAW.com, you can find details of other local observances. Today also marks 1 year since four Americans were killed and others wounded during a terrorist attack in Benghazi, Libya. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan told a town hall audience last week he wants a joint House-Senate Select Committee to review evidence collected by several House committees.
I know this is frustrating, but I think it's going to take another 5 to 6 months to get all that data gathered up and to know, to find out where all the rats are, and then to turn it over to the Joint Select Committee, and then we can deal with this. But I tell you what, there is something that happened that day, and it came from the very top, and we don't know what it is yet. I don't know what it is yet, but we're going to get to the bottom of it for the, at least for the satisfaction of those four families that lost loved ones.
Flores compared the proposed Select Committee to what was done during the Watergate investigation. There were at least two people involved in last Thursday's robbery of a College Station convenience store. Pictures taken from outside the Gateway Exxon and a short video from inside the store at University and the Freeway are online at WTAW.com. The store clerk, who was outside taking out the garbage, was struck on the head and knocked unconscious. Who all was involved is not known. Last night's Bryan City Council meeting included a request to get politically active in supporting high-speed rail through the Twin Cities. Recently retired Easterwood Airport Director John Happ was one of two who spoke during the public comment portion of the meeting.
In Europe today, 80% of the commuter air has been captured by high-speed rail. So Europe is a great example of how high-speed rail can replace that commuter air. We just can't be left out.
Two council members voiced their support. One was Art Hughes.
We are right now probably where we were about in the early to mid-60s when the interstate highways were looking at Bryan College Station. I think we made a mistake then. We do need to seriously consider that high-speed rail is becoming an undeniable force.
The council was told Japanese investors based in Houston are preparing to announce the route of their high-speed rail line to and from Dallas. Public safety agencies from the Twin Cities invite you to the annual National Night Out kickoff event. Officer Ryan Clements with the College Station Police Department says this year's event has been moved to tomorrow.
The first thing you're going to notice is the Heisman Trophy, the traveling trophy, to show up so we can, for pictures, and also demonstrations from the fire department with the smokehouse. The police department will have some demonstrations. Bryan Police Department will have some demonstrations. And we will have fingerprinting there for the kiddos, because that's always a popular event for parents to get their children fingerprinted.
You can also register your block parties for October 1st during tomorrow's kickoff between 4:30 and 8 at the Bryan Target store. There's a new Chief Justice of the Texas Supreme Court. Governor Perry announced the appointment of Nathan Hecht, who was appointed in 1988 and is the longest-serving justice on the 9-member panel. Hecht continues to fight a $29,000 state ethics fine. 5 years ago, the State Ethics Commission ruled Hecht broke campaign finance laws, stemming from a support of U.S. Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers. An open records request by the Texas Freedom Network reveals some biology textbooks reviewers appointed by some members of the State Board of Education may be pressuring publishers to change the science curriculum.
The reviewers appointed by culture warriors on the State Board of Education are recommending that creationism be taught, biblical principles of creation science be taught in science classes, which has been ruled unconstitutional by the United States Supreme Court.
TFN President Kathy Miller says it's a real issue since whatever curriculum is adopted will probably be around for the next 10 years. Next week, the board will hold a public hearing on the science and biology textbooks. And the feds have rejected the state's waiver to get out of tougher restrictions on Texas schools. Texas filed the application to opt out of the federal No Child Left Behind law in April, and on Monday, the application was rejected by the federal government. Former Bush education advisor Sandy Kress helped write the law.
One of the things that Obama and Duncan are demanding is teacher effectiveness policy, which actually our group fought for. I don't want to say all this stuff is bad that Duncan wants, but Texas didn't do it.
No word yet whether U.S. Education Secretary Arnie Duncan has rejected their second general waiver application. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Getting to the point now where Doug pretty much does it all at Classic Collision and Restoration. Of course, since 1999, they've been doing award-winning auto restoration, custom painting, top-quality collision repair. They do everyday work, too. In other words, if you're a daily driver, gets into an accident, you need to have that work done. You need to get through all the paperwork, get a car rented, get the vehicle maybe taken to the shop to get it worked on. Well, Doug can handle all that for you, and he's just a phone call away. It's 779-8399. Now, also, if you're looking for work to be done on the inside of your car, maybe you want to convert the upholstery to leather. Maybe you need new carpet, new headliner. And again, not just cars or trucks. They'll do work on vans and boats and trailers, anything like that. When it comes to upholstery, Classic Collision Restoration can do that. And finally, remember that Classic Collision Restoration now offers automotive exhaust work, too. They sell Flowmaster and Magnaflow mufflers, and they can replace catalytic converters. They can do custom dual exhaust mufflers and a lot more. You'll find their prices much lower than in other muffler shops and at dealers. All the work is done right at Classic's location. They are on Highway 21 West next to Sioux Falls Prater. That's Classic Collision and Restoration.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. If you're looking for the best selection of bargain-priced vehicles, stop by Varsity Used in Bryan today. These vehicles move fast, so don't delay. We have all makes and models of quality pre-owned vehicles priced at $10,000 or less. Write a check or let one of our many lenders assist with financing. But you must hurry in now for the best selection. There's no better time to own a bargain-priced pre-owned vehicle from Varsity Used. Come see us at 2300 State Highway 21 in Bryan. Call 979-778-3408 or visit varsitypreowned.com.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, offering loaner programs. If your unit goes down and you need to stay cool at no additional charge while they fix yours, Barker's Heating and Cooling, 690-2278. Here are the numbers.
Hot weather continues across the region. Partial sunshine for today. We're going to be up around 95. Clear skies tonight. Lows will fall back to 75. High pressure will keep sunshine going tomorrow. Temperatures returning to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, 75. Lots of sunshine Friday, 95. Still looks like it's going to be partly sunny game time on Saturday, and temperatures should be near 93. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I don't understand why there's got to be one guy singled out to put a camera on the whole time.
That's Coach Sumlin's thoughts yesterday from the press conference about the Johnny Football Cam that's coming out with CBS Sports. Also, a Johnny Manziel pinata, dubbed Johnny Pinata. Plus, the U.S. soccer team is going for a seventh consecutive World Cup berth. All that and more with sports here in about 12 minutes or so.
Yeah, so there's a smart thing and a dumb thing. The pinata thing, that's a pretty smart thing. That's hope they're doing that for charity or something like that.
It's a bar and no.
Okay, well, there you are then.
I think it's just silly. Okay. I think it's revelry.
Yeah, well, and that's fine, too. That's part of it. The Johnny Cam thing I just don't get. That's just makes no sense at all.
I don't either.
I don't know. I want to hear bones breaking and people cussing on the field. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Won't be any audio involved. The whole idea is to catch him, I'm sure, trying to do something that they think is not nice or disrespectful or whatever.
Well, I was thinking, like, you know, if you're going to throw a pass for, I don't know what exactly his job is. I don't know enough about football. But if you were going to throw a pass that was, I don't know, yards and yards long. Uh-huh. I think it would psych me out to have a camera on my helmet, and I'd perform a lot worse.
Well, no, it's not on his helmet. It's what they used to call. They don't do it anymore because it's politically incorrect. It's called a slave camera, which means it's on him all the time.
Oh, I got you.
It's, okay. It's an ISO
like
camera.
Pointed right. At him, not on his body,
exactly.
Which is how I
no,
interpreted
yeah.
That information.
No, it's,
okay.
Not, it's not a Johnny cam like that.
Yeah, because I've heard like having mics on baseball players.
Oh, well, they've done, you know, umpires' but, masks and all. They tried all that stuff to put little cameras on there so you can see the you know, strikes and balls the way the umpire does.
All right, well, that makes a lot more sense right,
yeah.
How you're saying
so
than how
that's
I
it.
Thought.
Because, you know, they want to catch him, I don't know, picking his nose. I have no idea. It's just...
It's so they can use it for bad sports libs?
Exactly.
Whatever, when they move their mouths and it says, like, peanut, orange peanut.
Well, could be. They're
do you know
just,
what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, what
all
they're...
those silly videos.
What they want to do is they want to try to catch him doing something that, you know, would not be respectful.
Well,
so.
I doubt he would, you know, sign anything during the game or do anything else they
yeah.
would
well,
decide was bad.
It's just a matter of they're trying to get dirt. And they know yeah. He's a name.
Yeah. Well, and again.
And we're sitting here talking about CBS Sports over and over and over
yeah.
again.
Well, the other
well, what
thing.
What do we do, ignore them? Or?
Yeah, no. But the other thing also is that, you know, that may just jazz him up. Who knows? We'll see. Yeah.
I guess it depends if you're a competition-driven person.
Well, as and he would be.
Yes.
He would be. Anyhow. All right, so the president spoke last night.
Yes.
He was busy yesterday. They're describing it as a busy day for the president yesterday.
Yeah, he can only get in 18 and not 36.
Yeah, really.
Oh.
He is willing to pursue Russia's plan for a diplomatic resolution. Okay, Russia, first of all, and then diplomatic resolution. Somehow I just don't see that.
What I don't really understand is when, if the Democrats for so long have been talking about, oh, conservatives are just warmongers and blah, 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 well, it's Democrats who are coming out with, well, if he doesn't have a good solution, we're having a military thing in 30 days, we're going to make up our own thing. Like, I don't, to me, that just seems very opposite of what they always try to promulgate about themselves.
Actually,
you know?
The word probably would be opportunistic. and that is what a politician is all about.
Yes.
Let's find. Nah, I'm not going to answer the phone. Thanks. Anyway, but that's what a politician is all about. Let's find an opportunity for me to get out there and talk about something,
well,
no matter
sure.
How I felt about it a few months ago. Anyhow, he wants to. He says the U.S. is going to have a military force ready if diplomacy fails. Of course, now. I don't know if Congress is going to vote. We'll talk to Bill Flores in less than an hour. You know, so don't you still go to Congress and say, I want it right now. I want the get-go right now so that if this doesn't happen, I can figuratively pull the trigger right away.
Nice.
Because if diplomacy fails, God forbid, then are we still going to have to go and dig our little toes, tasseled loafers into the carpet going, ah, I don't know if we want to do this or not. I mean, he needs to get the green light right now from Congress if it's going to happen.
I would agree.
Right now. Again, it's already stupid enough that we decided to discuss it out in public. And again, the Russians have decided that they like the idea that John Kerry just kind of threw out there. And for his part, Putipoot, of course, he says, none of this is going to work if America doesn't repudiate the idea of going in and actually renounce their use of force. So he's saying right up front, he wants to push us even farther, saying, no, we must as a country renounce any kind of military force.
And that's
to be
something
used.
Else that annoyed me during the Fox News. You know, they played the little clip of the president talking about how it's like we're not using force, but everything they've talked about sounds to me like we are using force in an area where we don't need to be anyway.
Well,
you know?
Sure. Peggy Noonan writing in the Wall Street Journal, why is he backing off, meaning Obama? Because he knows he doesn't have the American people and isn't going to get them. The polls embarrassingly show the more people hear about this, the less they support it. The president's problem with his own base probably startling him, and it's sobering. He knows he is going to lose Congress. And Ron Fournier, who writes for the National Journal, says, and this has been true since day one, Obama could do better for himself and his causes if he got to know Congress better, if he listened and engaged in a way that pushes leaders towards solutions that help both sides. But he doesn't. He's too smart. He's too good. Congress? Ha! I spit on them.
He wants to rule by edict.
Of course. He is Barack Obama.
Well, and he is just the president of the U.S., not the president of the world. Well, I think it's
that's what
any
wants.
President
that's,
we have is just the president of America.
He can't get reelected as president of America, that's so right. He wants
Go
the world.
That. So lost in all this was, of course, last night was the election for New York City mayor. And Bill de Blasio was the front runner. If his numbers hold up from last night, he will receive 40% of the vote and will avoid a runoff with a second-place finisher, Bill Thompson. Remember that Anthony Weiner guy?
Yeah.
5%.
Yikes.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's not the worst of it. That's not the worst of it. Okay, so 5%. He goes out to speak last night after the returns have come in. His wife is not with him. He mentions a long list of people who he wants to thank. Does not mention his wife.
Oh, my.
And then who?
She's like the only reason people are giving him any grace at all.
And then who shows up but Sydney Leathers?
Yep.
This is the woman who killed his campaign. He basically got chased through a McDonald's into the alley to avoid a confrontation with Leathers and gave the one-fingered salute as he drove off.
What a nasty man.
I didn't know it could get any worse for him. Imagine, yeah. He needs to find another line of work pretty quickly. 647.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 14th, it's grafting tomatoes. Grafting is often done to increase yields and help combat pests and disease. Come learn how to do it this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
As simple a science as gardening would seem, there are horticultural questions for which there are no suitable answers. It probably would serve our purpose as well if we identified these questions and explained why they remain unanswerable. Imponderable questions from the garden right after this important message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. So we're talking today about questions that really are very difficult to answer out of the landscape and garden. Here's one I get all the time. Neil, how often should I water my plants? How long should I leave the sprinklers running? Those have to rate as two of the most asked gardening questions of all time. Unfortunately, just as it's hard to predict how often humans should take a drink of water, it's also impossible to set either an interval or duration for lawn, grass, and landscape irrigation. There simply are too many variables, including rainfall, temperature, wind, soil type, plant vigor, water pressure, head size, and type, and others. We need to learn to recognize early symptoms of dry plants. Most landscapes have a couple of plants that show those symptoms first. They alert us of the need to turn on the sprinklers. Learn to watch for them. Here's another one I get all the time. What's a good fast-growing shade tree? Sadly, as much as we all want great shade in a hurry, fast growth and good are mutually exclusive terms when it comes to shade trees. Every one of our fast-growing trees has at least one fatal flaw, making it unsuitable for quality landscaping. On average, the racehorse trees probably have 15-year life expectancies, and that list includes cottonwoods, willows, mimosas, silver maples, box elders, catalpas, sycamores, ash, and Siberian elms. You'll almost never see nurseries offering these trees due almost totally to their poor survival in Texas landscapes. Be cautious of any ad claiming fast growth of a shade tree as an asset. It's not an asset. Opt instead for quality trees with a moderate rate of growth. They may live 100 years and longer. I want a low-maintenance landscape. Which native plants would be best for me to accomplish that? That's another question I get. And I always tell people, limiting your choices only to native plants doesn't necessarily guarantee you'll have the lowest maintenance landscape over the long run. It's far better to focus instead on adapted plants. It shouldn't matter where a plant's native home is as much as whether it will grow and thrive in your specific soil and climate. Hollies, nandinas, crepe myrtles, and junipers are all good examples of plants that grow well in wide regions of Texas, yet they're native across the ocean. And just because a plant is native in El Paso doesn't mean it'll grow well in Beaumont and vice versa. And finally, what is the best time to prune my crepe myrtles back? The answer to that one is easy. Never, don't ever top a crepe myrtle. I'm Neil Sperry. Fall is the season of landscaping assessments. I'll have details in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Yesterday was a press conference day over at the big school because there's a little old football game people are talking about here in the Brazos Valley. Here's Coach Sumlin's overview on the Bama game.
This is our first league game. Certainly our goal is to win the West and get to Atlanta and win an SEC championship. And in order to do that, you know, you start with your league and particularly your division. So, you know, this week becomes our first league game, and I know our guys, our fans are excited. Obviously, our guys are excited, and it's going to be a heck of a game.
As we mentioned yesterday, CBS is going to have a camera trained on Johnny Football for the entire game, and Coach Sumlin was asked his thoughts on Johnny Cam.
To me, it's interesting. Everything we do, everything I try to do, everything that we try to do here at Texas A&M is about team. And it's about building our team, building our program, and not being an individual. Saturday afternoon, you're going to have two football teams on the field. You know, I don't understand why there's got to be one guy singled out to put a camera on the whole time.
According to Dave South yesterday during the coaches show with Coach Sumlin, they've been a little change in the kickoff for Saturday's contest. Originally scheduled for 2:30, I'm guessing due to TV, it's slid back to 2:40. Regardless, we'll still have all of it on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel has become something of a punching bag for critics, but one Alabama bar has taken that a step further. Otay's Tavern in Mountain Brook, Alabama has made a pinata of Johnny Manziel's likeness. Dubbed Johnny Pinata, the 30-inch tall creation went up on Monday and features an Aggie helmet, a Sharpie, dollar bills, and dollar signs in place of Manziel's number two. According to the bar owner, quote, "We don't know what we're going to do with it besides hang it up in the tavern and see if we can't get some people to take pictures with it. And then maybe we'll have a bashing." Suspended All-Pro linebacker Von Miller is in trouble with the law for a second time this month. Arapahoe County Sheriff Grayson Robinson told Denver television station CBS4 that Miller was cited last week for driving without a license and speeding near his home. The Broncos declined comment. In addition to the six-game suspension he's serving for the NFL's substance abuse policy, Miller was arrested last month while trying to purchase a firearm when a routine background check revealed that he had an outstanding warrant. In that case, Miller failed to appear in court on charges from last October when he was cited for careless driving and not having a license or proof of insurance. In a little better news, the U.S. soccer team scored a pair in the second half. First, Eddie Johnson tallied, then...
Oh, play to today, and Landon Donovan makes it two. It's their scoreline again. Columbus, 2-0, USA over Mexico. Brazil beckons.
And that's where it all wrapped up. The U.S. blanked Mexico 2-0 to clinch the seventh consecutive World Cup berth. The Americans actually clinched their 10th playoff appearance in the World Cup, or 10th appearance in the World Cup, when Honduras tied Panama. And there's finally something that may knock Johnny Manziel out of the spotlight. Oklahoma State boosters and assistant coaches reportedly handed out tens of thousands of dollars to players for at least a decade as the program grew into a national power. And here's George Dorman from ESPN, or I'm sorry, from SI, who broke the story on ESPN yesterday.
You know, usually with these programs, you'll see, you know, one thing. You'll see academic fraud, or you'll see, you know, a lot of drug use or something like that. But what we found, you know, pretty much right away as we started reporting this was that, you know, it sort of ran the gamut of wrongdoing.
The Sports Illustrated story quotes several former players by name and says some of them received $2,000 to $10,000 annually, with a few stars receiving $25,000 or more. Eight players told SI they received cash, while 29 others were named by teammates as taking money. Detroit Lions star Ndamukong Suh, the poster boy for dirty play, has been fined $100,000 by the NFL for his illegal block below the waist in the season-opening victory over Minnesota. Suh hit Vikings center John Sullivan during an interception return, drawing the penalty that negated a touchdown. Now, the NFL had fined Suh $30,000 last season for unnecessary roughness when he kicked Houston quarterback Matt Schaub in the groin. In Major League Baseball, the Pittsburgh Pirates held on to beat slumping the Texas Rangers 5-4. Here's Ron Washington on the Rangers' attitude during this slump.
It's not hard to keep the morale up. What we have to keep doing is keep grinding. And pretty soon, things are turned, but we just got to keep fighting. We'll show up tomorrow and play again. And hopefully tomorrow, you know, when we get those situations out there, we can deliver.
The Rangers will lose their fourth series in a row, no matter what happens in tonight's finale. Jonathan Villar homered on the first pitch of the game, and the Houston Astros coasted to a 13-2 victory over the Seattle Mariners, putting 17 hits up on the board. Dallas Cowboys released safety Eric Frampton after reaching an injury settlement with their leading tackler on special teams last year. Frampton injured a groin during training camp in California and never returned to practice. He was placed on the injured reserve September the 4th, and he could be eligible to return to Cowboys camp on week number 10. And finally, the Texas A&M women's golf team struggled on day two of the Memorial, falling to second place on the leaderboard at the Traditions Golf Club. Individually, senior Katrina Razakova turned in a round of even par on the day to maintain a tie for second at 1-under overall. Haley Mills from Kentucky leads the Memorial with 2-under. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Get down to the AT&T store at 1505 Texas Avenue South in College Station this Thursday between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. One lucky fan and a guest will be chosen for an exclusive AT&T behind-the-scenes look at ESPN College Game Day and two tickets to the Texas A&M game.
Dad, go long.
Dad, Meatball's filling the ball again.
That Meatball loves football as much as you're going to love our season of savings.
Where you can get a new 2014 Silverado from Team Chevy discounted $7,000 or a new Traverse for $28,888.
Nice price.
Plus, we've got new 2013 Chevy Cruises for $199 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying your vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
November, Reed Arena, Texas A&M basketball tips off. The Aggies embark on their second SEC campaign.
Here it goes. Got it!
The men host Alabama, LSU, Arkansas, and Tennessee, plus more. The women will bring in Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, among others.
Pulls up. Jumper is good. Oh, my.
It's affordable family entertainment, with season tickets for the men and women starting at just $100. Texas A&M basketball, returning soon to Reed Arena.
As much as things change, they stay the same. Over the years, the banking industry and Texas have evolved, becoming more efficient, making life easier. And at Spirit of Texas Bank, we have all the latest tools for you.